Not even the dogs that piss against the walls of Babylon shall escape the wrath I come to pour. And I shall burn them and burn them continuously, for they never cease to oppress the poor. Oh, plead my cause, oh Jah, and let me stand firm when the wicked rise against the eye. Order my steps, oh Jah, the way is dark and I'm alone. But still I fear no foe, no. Cause now is not the time to escape or turn the other cheek. God, the wicked in a Babylon too, ya if you're weak. Whoa, whoa, be my cause, oh Jah, and let me stand firm. That piss against the walls of Babylon shall escape the wrath I come to pour. And I shall burn them and burn them continuously, for they never cease to oppress the poor. Oh, plead my cause, oh Jah, and let me stand firm when the wicked rise against the eye. Order my steps, oh Jah, the way is dark and I'm alone. But still I fear no foe, no. Cause now is not the time to sleep or turn the other cheek. God, the wicked in a Babylon stood ya if you're weak. Whoa, whoa, be my cause, oh Jah, and let me stand firm when the wicked rise against the eye.
Welcome back. I tell you, we're definitely gonna be linking up down there in Yard very, very soon. Just bear with me, all right? Definitely Lightning 90.8 FM. Across the world as well, www.lightningfm.co.uk. Just having a few problems with the FM. But if you're locked on via the World Wide Web, then you're the lucky one. I tell ya, we'll be linking up down there in Yard. Just give me a couple of minutes, we'll be there. This is definitely Junior X. We'll be linking up with Junior X right here at Lightning 90.8 FM in around about 10 minutes time. So just bear with us and we'll definitely get that link up. My gosh, what a way to do it on a dial that makes you smile all the while. I tell you, Lightning 908. Let's play another Junior X here.
To name a few reasons why I sing this song. The struggle goes on and on. the struggle goes on and on and on, yeah. The struggle goes on and on and on. The struggle goes on and I got to hustle. I got to set a couple pounds of summer. I got my family to feed. So I'm a hustler in your streets, yeah. It goes on and I got to hustle. I got to set a couple pounds of summer. I got my family to feed. So I'm a hustling in your streets, yeah. Man, I got tea for me, don't know for beg silly. Food I fi eat, some man I fi go look the bread from sunrise till it's set. Man, I fi hustle, that's the only way me know for make the cookie crumble. You see, there is so much that is expected of me. I've got two daughters and a woman makes three. They all see me as their provider, but who can I turn to seek their survival? It goes on and I got to hustle. I got to set a couple pounds of summer. I got my family to feed. So I'm a hustler in your streets, yeah. It goes on and I got to hustle. I got to set a couple of pounds of summer. I got my family to feed. So I'm a hustler in your streets, yeah. My baby man, I gonna look at work from the boss and him pass in place. I want me feel up our chow. Me no want him nothing, so me say stay in the yard. Me me hustle the sweet couple pound of the grass. But here comes Babylon, them punch holding. Them a carrel me for stop my little hustling. But I no violence, man, I push, I just surviving. So just love me, me pick one, do me juggling. The struggle goes on and I got to hustle. I got to sell a couple of pounds of summer. I got my family to feed. So I'm a hustler in your streets, yeah. It goes on and I got to hustle. I got to sell a couple of pounds of summer. I got my family to feed. So I'm a hustler in your streets, yeah. I'm not the kind with the education that will let me earn the way you want me to. And that's the reason why I comb your streets and I'm reading.
Well, the show has to go on. Without further ado, I tell you, Daddy Fridge inside the place. And I tell you, it's gonna go on.
So when you see me on the street, blow me, let me survive.
So big up all my crew across the world, www.lightningfm.co.uk. Let's do that big, big link up.
I got my family to feed. So I'm a hustler in your streets, yeah. It goes on and I got to hustle. I got to set a couple of pounds of summer. I got my family to feed. So I'm a hustler in your streets, yeah. It goes on and I got to hustle. I got to set a couple of pounds of summer. I got my family to feed. So I'm a hustler in your streets, yeah. It goes on and I got to hustle. I got to set a couple of pounds of summer. I got my family to feed.
Right now, you're in tune to Daddy Fridge and Mr. T, and we're here with an artist that was born in East Kingston, Jamaica, and named Richard White. He attended the Home Basic School and the Elston Primary School, also the Gainston High School. This artist is known for his hit song, Plead My Cause. It's none other than the one and only Junior X. Welcome to Lightning FM, and thanks for giving us your time this evening, Junior.
Yeah, bless and love, and thanks for having me today.
You know how I go each and every time. Junior, let me start off by asking you how your music career came about. As I know from a young age, you were singing in school, choir. Please explain some more.
Yeah, well, as a young youth, and, you know, we grew up in other music, and music was like why everything then, you know, because I grew up with a bigger older. So it's like, you know, more time, the older one would have wanted to go up on the road, you know. He would have turned on the radio and play a cassette, you know, playing the favorite tune, which was We Are the World, like then, you know. Then, you know, music started taking root in me from them time, because every day they really had morning, noon, and night, you know. So, in school now, you know, still the love of music was there, you know, we take part in the school choir and everything a little, you understand?
Well, yeah. Okay. It was while you were in high school that you formed a group called the Brimstone Crew. Please tell us a bit about how...
Oh, the Brimstone Crew.
Yeah, please tell us a bit about how it came about and how it helped your music career.
Well, the Brimstone Crew was formed in high school years with some of my home-based friends, you know. And where they helped me carry was that it took us around the place, and you know? We went places and sing like certain functions in the communities, you know, nearby communities. And it's like an exercise for us at that time. It wasn't anything that we take it on a major level. It was more like an exercise for us at the time, you know, which was very good. Because it also let me get to, you know better how to take the cards, you know, timing and everything.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay. It was the early 1990s when Daddy Screw, one of your friends, took you to link producer Dave Kelly, where you auditioned, but things were not quite ready yet. So you carried on fighting strong, and then you linked with Dennis Wright, who was the manager of Shaka Demus and Pliers. You co-wrote several songs and recorded an unreleased album for Dennis Wright. How did this help you, and why was the album not released?
Well, at the time, you know, I was about 16 years old, you know.
See?
And I'm going on strong meditation, and from ever since I've been writing strong lyrics, you know. But you asked why the album wasn't released. Well, it was facing some little problems, because at the time, a manager, you know, was in dialogue with an independent company, which they were very interested in, you know, financing the album. But they were having some form of financial crunch at the time. I guess they feel the recession long before now. You know, but, you know, because of that, you know, things got away, so, you know, studios are shut down and, you know, I stayed around with them for a while to see what was going on, but after a while, they have to move on, you know, to greater heights. But what I got from them was, you know, certain experience that artists would need, you understand?
Yeah,
how to be professional, you know? And, you know, I had a teamwork beside me that, you know, showed me great things musically, you understand? So those are some of the reasons why that album never got released.
See. It was 2002, which saw you work with Herb's House Entertainment, where you recorded yet another unreleased albums. But while still working with them, in 2005, saw the release of some big singles like Plead My Cause, Freedom, and Seek Your Goal. I have to ask you, how did Please My Call come about? The words are so powerful.
Well, Please My Call came about in a time when I was facing some really rough and hard times, you know? And, my mother died, and then, you know, she was like the only person I have at the time, and, you know, being around some family members that, you know, family can be sometimes, you know, and hard was to take the street for it because survival was, you know, the main thing at the time, and then coming up against a lot of people out there because the struggle rough in the street, you know, and then knowing that mama died and I was alone, you know. The only person I could call upon was not even a family member or not even a father, but the Almighty. So I just, you know, made the song, you know, calling on the Almighty to let him know, say, hey, I'm in the streets, I'm alone, need your help, give me your strength. And, you know, from there, just went sky high, became a hit, you know, the world loving it now. I give thanks for the moments, you know.
Yeah, man, definitely. Junior, please, give us a few lines out of Plead, Michael's.
All right. Oh, plead my cause, oh Jah, and let me stand firm when the wicked rise against the eye. And order my steps, oh Jah, the way is dark, let me be not alone. Yeah.
Musical gunshot, you know?
Yeah, man, musical bullet,
for real.
Yeah, man.
All right. You had your differences at Herb House Music, and you moved on with your music career, which allowed you to perform in Japan, the US, the Bahamas, also in Jamaica on shows like Champions in Action in 2006, Rebel Salute in 2007, also Bob Marley's birthday celebration. What was this like for you, finally getting the starlight that you worked hard for and was well deserved to you?
Well, the moment was great, you know, because, I mean, it's like a dream come to reality, because from ever since I've been telling friends and family that this is what I want to do, you know. And I was seeing it, even when everybody is semi-off, my eyes were still on it. So when I was performing in all these places, you know, it just felt great to know that, well, then I'm there imparting knowledge on my people, because I guess I feel deeply that that's my purpose in life, you know. That's what the fire burns for inside of me, to speak to my people, bring words of upliftment, you know, to them. So it was a great experience. See. Yeah.
Okay. I have to ask you about the song The Pill. Also, big up for the dub plate. The song is going on with things all over the world at the moment. Please let us know who you worked with on the production and how it came about.
Well, we work with producers like Sly and Robbie, you know, with a few others, and Roy Francis. He's from the Mixing Lab Studios. And Pill came about because, you see, when I write and I write because of what I see, what I feel. Sometimes I write from other people's experience also. Now, The Pill is a universal song, you know, what everybody's feeling, because sometimes the pressures of life and the system can squeeze you so hard, just it feels like it's an headache, it's a pain. And you know what, you have to take a pill to get rid of the pain. So, you know, yeah, I was looking deep into the situation surrounding me and my people, you know, sorry? And that's how The Pill came about, you know. And right now, everybody feeling it, everybody saying, yeah, it's like something that everyone would want to say, but they never know how to put the words together. So I did it for everybody, you know, because I was my way with words, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Junior, I'm hearing rumors of you in the studio recording another album for Revolutionary Entertainment.
Who are Revolutionary Entertainment.
Thank you for correcting me. Revolutionary Entertainment, yeah. Who are currently your management at the moment. Please tell us some more and what we can expect from the new album when it lands.
Well, first and foremost, we have to big up my team, because teamwork makes the dream work. You understand me? And I can't do this by myself, and so far my team has been helping me tremendously. So it's a big up to Rallo, the publicist, who wants to send a special big up to the management, Dennis Livingston, who is the nephew of the great Bonnie Wheeler, the only surviving Wheeler, yeah?
Yeah, man.
So, you know, yeah, now my team work behind me, and we're doing some great stuff. Now, the album, you can expect only things from the album, because Junior X is a deep thinker, and I try not to come off the surface, you understand me? I want to do life music that will last forever. So whenever Junior X, when you hear the name Junior X, I want my fans to always remember this. Whenever you hear the name Junior X, always expect uplifting stuff, you know, great music, you understand me? Yeah, and the album will be released early next year. And the Revolutionary Entertainment label. Yeah, and it shall be a great one, because I'm putting in extra work in it, because I have to please my fans, you know?
Junior, give us something exclusive. Junior.
Hello?
Yeah, please give us something exclusive from the album.
Well, we have something from the album called Some Never Know What They've Got Until It's Long Gone. I never knew what I've been missing until the day you came along. Tears of joy got in my eyes, I can't believe it's true. One day I prayed you were in my life and it came through. All the ladies, you know?
Clear, clear, clear. May I tell you straight, that album, it's going to be crazy.
I dedicate that one for the ladies, because guess what? I love the ladies a lot, you know. And, you know, when I look into what's going on nowadays, where relationships concerned, where family life is concerned, you know, is like the ladies are not being treated fair, you know?
For real.
And a lot of guys out there get some real good women and they just turn their backs on the ladies. I don't like that, you know? Yeah. I have to stand up beside the woman and raise the children. And so, that besides, that's the only way we can make a mark, you know, in life, and the only way we can contribute back to our nation as a people.
Definitely.
You know, we
definitely
have to work strong with the queen. Every king has to make sure him queen. Oh, they understand me, so I'm going to do one special for the queen then.
Yes, man. Okay, Junior. Do you have any future plans apart from the album that you're working on that you could tell us about?
Well, right now, the album is my main focus. But, you know, as time unfolds and the pieces to the puzzle fits in, you know, the next step will be clear. And with, you know, the Most High guiding us, I'll make the step then. But for now, my main focus is the album, you know, and putting my all in it. I don't want to shed not even a pinch of my focus anywhere else. You understand? Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. So when I reach that bridge across it, you know?
Yeah, man, definite.
I
have to ask you, when you were growing up, which artist did you look up to and why?
Well, growing up, I used to listen to a wide variety of music, you know. But locally, I used to listen to Bob Marley. But mainly like soul's music, because I wanted to capture the soulful part of it, because, you know, these people are some people who, you know, when they say something, they say it with conviction, you understand me?
Yeah.
You know, so I listen to those, the words of meaning, because in this, I don't need those kind of soulful words with meaning to really touch one's heart so one can focus on what really matters, you know? So that's where my head was at when, you know, I was coming up, you know? All the type of music.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay, Junior. I know it has not been an easy road for you to reach where you are today, but do you have any tips for up-and-coming artists that are looking to come into the reggae scene?
Well, I'm going to like to tell up-and-coming artists, and I mean, in any areas in life, you just have to stay focused and do nothing without the Most High. Maintain respect for each and everyone, you know. Love what you're doing and work hard at it, because the only way you fail is when you give up or when you stop, you know. So you just keep going on doing it. And just know that, you know, music is like a cake, a big cake. You know, everybody out there have a slice. And no matter what, another man cannot eat your share. So just work towards getting yours. And don't badmind anybody. And don't allow other people's, you know, influence to get you down. I don't allow people to say this or say that to control you. You stay in control with the Most High guidance.
See.
You know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, just before we go, do you have any shout-outs or messages for your fans here in the UK?
Yeah, we just want to give thanks to the fans for their continued support. And just know that this tree that you're watering now will bear fruits to feed many. And continue to give me your love, and I'll continue to give you all mine. And I'll be a dedicated and a humble servant to my fans, because I live and work for them, you know?
Bless.
Yeah. Enough love, heart of love to each and every one, I know. Bless up.
Okay, Junior, I can't just let you go like that, though. My listeners would be very upset. Please, give us a few lines out of the new single, The Pill.
It's so hard to live in your jungle. Your system have enough and we have stumbled. And everywhere we turn, people are grumble. The system upset all the humble. You said a mix shall inherit the earth, but me see it nowadays. At the grave inherit the meat. So many good hearts gone bad, and so many good hearts have. So Babylon, I wish there was a pill that I could take to make you go away just like a headache. You're a pain, I can't take you. Some way, somehow, we gonna break. You, I wish there was a knob that I could turn. Step outside and watch you burn. Yeah, whoa, I. Na 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 na. Blessed love, my dudes.
Blessed love. Once again, Junior X, thanks for giving us your time here at Lightning FM. And I got to send a big, big, huge shout reaching out to Rollo each and every time, you know, for the link. We wish you all the best in your future works and all the best in your new album that's released early next year. Blessed love, Junior.
Yeah, man, give thanks and just bless the fans and bless up Lightning FM. Boom. Junior X, tobacco thing, say.
Tell them again.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, with them side down the fridge. reaching out to every ghetto and every trench. Babylon, yeah, Babylon, yeah. Not the fridge, hear me now. It's so hard to live in a them jungle. Them system of nuffer we a stumble. And everywhere me turn people a grumble. The system upset all the humble. You said I'm meek, solidarity the earth. But my seed nowadays I the grave in a rhythm meek. So many good hearts gone bad. And so many good hearts have. So Babylon, I wish there was a pill that I could take to make you go away just like a head. We can't take
what a way to do it here, Lightning 90.8 FM. We get them live from JA each and every Wednesday evening.
Burn. Step aside and watch you burn.
Let them know.
Oh, no. Be free to give so little and demand so much. Reaching out to the trench. Babylon, yeah. Babylon, yeah. Not a fridge, hear me now. It's so hard to live in a them jungle. Them system of nuffer we a stumble. And everyone.
My gosh, hear what we tell them now.
The system upset.
Definitely can't play once. We are the people, them joys. Lightning 90.8 FM. And I'm telling you, when music nights come like a dance of paradise, gonna never cold like ice. Definitely, definitely have to play Junior X twice. Once again, big up all my crew on the World Wide Web, www.lightningfm.co.uk. I'm with you at the moment, I tell you. Hear me now.
It's so hard to live in a damn jungle. Them system of nuffer we a stumble. And everywhere me turn people a grumble. The system upset all the humble. You said I'm big solidarity earth. But my seed nowadays I the grave in a rhythm meek. So many good hearts gone bad. And so many good hearts have. So Babylon, I wish there was a pill that I could take to make you go away just like a headache. You're a pain, we can't take you home. Musically, daddy, future break you home. We wish there was a knob that we could turn. Step aside and watch you burn, yeah. Survival is a must, tell you. Security forces no beat them up. Brutality and no hit and brute force. Now go up, I tell you. Listen them cry and don't tell them shut up. Feed the hungry, mount the food, and that's the way they lash up on oh, yeah. Things and time trade are different.
Easy red locks, pick up each and every time.
So Babylon, I wish there was a pill that I could take to make you go away just like a headache. You're a pain, we can't take you home. Musically, daddy, future break you. There was a knob that we could turn. Step aside and watch you burn. Yeah, whoa. No.
Back to Phil, Junior X, bless.